Want to know what's the word on all things pop culture? You've come to the right place. It's time for the Bronx Buzz. Stay tuned for all the tea from hot celebrity gossip to movies to music and more. The Bronx Buzz has it all. Your go-to for entertainment updates right now on 107.7 The Bronx Retro.
Welcome to the Bronx Buzz, your daily dose of celebrity gossip, entertainment news, and pop culture on 107.7 The Bronx Retro, WRRC2. Two-time Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Award nominee for Best College Online Streaming Radio Station in the nation. The Bronx Buzz is underwritten by Big, the musical, now through April 14th at Bristol Riverside Theater. For tickets and information, it's brstage.org. Actor Louis Gossett Jr. has died at the age of 87, according to a statement from his family. The statement read, quote, "It is with our heartfelt regret to confirm our beloved father passed away this morning. We would like to thank everyone for their condolences at this time. Please respect the family's privacy during this difficult time. The cause of death has not been revealed as of yet." The Brooklyn-born actor became the first black man to win an Oscar for a supporting role in 1983 for his film An Officer and a Gentleman. Gossett went on to act for several decades, continuing even after his prostate cancer diagnosis back in 2010. He acted well into his 80s, most recently co-starring in the movie version of the musical The Color Purple. Gypsy Rose Blanchard has called it quits with her husband, Ryan Scott Anderson. The two tied the knot in July of 2022, while Gypsy was serving her 8-year prison sentence for the murder of her mother, Dee Dee Blanchard. It seemed like the pair were head over heels in love.
Ryan and I, we've known each other for 3 years now, and we've been married for a year and a half. And he's so genuine. He's from Louisiana as well. Mm. And let me tell you, he is an amazing cook. I say that's 25% of why I married him.
Audio provided by E! News. It seemed that Blanchard had nothing but good things to say about her husband, with this clip being from just a few months ago. During an interview with People before her release, Blanchard shared that she planned to marry Ryan again after her release from prison. But just 3 months after being released, Gypsy announced the split on her private Facebook account. Blanchard wrote, quote, "People have been asking what is going on in my life. Unfortunately, my husband and I are going through a separation, and I moved in with my parents' home down the bayou. I have the support of my family and friends to help guide me through this. I am listening to my heart. Right now, I need time to let myself find who I am." Beyoncé released her album, Cowboy Carter, on Friday. Cowboy Carter is the 32-time Grammy winner's 8th studio album and features a country sound, though Beyoncé has stated that, quote, "this ain't a country album." The album also features several iconic country artists and a cover of Dolly Parton's hit song, Jolene. However, the cover features some distinct lyric changes, which can be heard in the official lyric video Beyoncé posted to her YouTube on Friday.
Jolene, Jolene, Jolene.
Beyoncé teased the music drop during a Super Bowl commercial before taking to her social media to announce the release of the album. Cowboy Carter features 27 songs and is available on all music streaming platforms. That's all for this episode of The Bronx Buzz, your daily cup of celebrity tea, underwritten by Big, the musical, now through April 14th at Bristol Riverside Theater. Listen to The Bronx Buzz every day on The Bronx Retro, WRRC2, or on demand on your favorite podcasting platform at 1077thebronx.com/BronxBuzz.
We hope that you've gotten your daily fill of movie, TV, music, pop culture news, and more. But if you've missed What's the Word with the Bronx Buzz, check out all entertainment reports on 1077thebronx.com/BronxBuzz. Now back to the classic hits of the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s on 1077 The Bronx Retro.